in the 1500s, when the Reformation was starting to happen, there was a lot of debates that would happen about the Eucharist and this teaching on, is it truly Jesus or not? And many people would debate, and one of those debaters was St. Robert Bellarmine, who was a bishop. And he was debating with a gentleman one time, and this gentleman debated for many, many minutes, possibly 30 to 40 minutes. And St. Robert Bellarmine's response, or his rebuttal, to all these reasons why Jesus is not present in the Eucharist, why Jesus is not present in the Eucharist, why it's not as truly as flesh and blood, was this. Well, according to Jesus, it is his flesh and blood in the scriptures. And then he walked away. Sometimes our greatest fault in defending the Eucharist can be that we speak too much, and we don't allow the Lord to speak for us. So we see here in the gospel today, there's just these strong words by Jesus. And when we look at these words of Jesus, this is all we have to do, is just repeat his words. Just go back to the scriptures when you encounter someone who doesn't understand. But also, these words are in English, so when Jesus is speaking, he didn't speak English. We know he spoke Aramaic, right? And then when it was translated, when he says, eat my flesh, the Greek there says to gnaw on his flesh. So you can't just gnaw on a piece of bread. He's talking with very aggressive language, but he doesn't back down. And we know, hopefully know, that anything done in threes means perfection, because Jesus could have said, I'm sorry, guys, I'm just joking. But he doesn't even double down, but Jesus triples down on this teaching. And tomorrow we're going to hear those words, like, does this shock you? Like, does this shock you? And sometimes we become so numb because of just so much social media, or so much just constant stimulation. And these Jews, as they're following Jesus, they begin to grumble and wonder, how can this be? But Jesus doesn't apologize. That's also something we have to do, is we can't apologize for the church's teaching on this, but I think we've done that too much as a church, and I don't mean like just at the Newman Center, but like we've made it too easy on this teaching. Because if this is truly the Son of God who comes down as the bread of life in the Holy Eucharist, and we have been discipled and we've been evangelized and we look at who he truly is, it changes everything. And this is the one teaching. When you look at all the teachings of Jesus, he was again, not saying once, like, I am the gate as a symbol, or I am the good shepherd, or whatever it is, as we'll hear this Sunday. But he doubles down and he triples down, and he's willing to lose followers over this teaching. He's going to look at Peter tomorrow, and he's going to ask him, as everyone leaves him, again, this is thousands of people leaving him over this teaching because it's just too difficult. Will you leave me now too? And Peter says, like, you have the words of everlasting life. To whom else shall we go? And that's what it is for us as Catholics, hopefully. Like, I mean, there's so many issues in the church. You can find them. Just open the news every day. Somebody doing something strange who proclaims to be a Catholic, or a strange teaching that just seems to be going on. But at the end of the day, what's going to keep us Catholic is the Holy Eucharist. And as the Lord gives these difficult teachings, we have to ask ourselves to always constantly be shocked back into the reality of who he is, just as he shocked Paul today, or Saul first, right? So as Saul is persecuting Christians, he becomes one of the greatest evangelists. It says he's knocked over. Some artists use an image of him being knocked off a horse, but it's also not in scripture that he was on a horse, but some people, it means it's a symbol of his pride, right? And sometimes it's something we have to look at too, is am I humble before the Lord? Do I come to him humbly? Do I come to him as a beggar? Do I come to him as someone who has struggled with this teaching? But again, if this is true, and his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink, again, it changes everything. And as you and I are called to go out on campus and evangelize people and work with people, I just want to ask you, like, this question today is, have you been listening to the Lord to send you to somebody who would be a Saul? Because Ananias is like, no way. He persecutes Christians. I'm not going to go to that person. But he does. And he takes that risk in faith. And then as he lays hands on Saul, he becomes one of the greatest evangelists. Just imagine what it would have been like if Ananias never never listened to that prompting. As yesterday we had, you know, Philip listening and seeing that prompting to go talk to the Ethiopian eunuch. Like, we have this, but the thing is, we carry the Lord with us. Like the word, at the words at the end of Mass, ite missa est, like, go forth, the Mass is ended. We're meant to go out and go share the living person of Jesus with others. Like, the word Mass comes from the Latin word missa, which means mission. Like, it is the mission of the church to go out and bring people in. Even the word parish comes from the Greek pariah, which means outcasts. Isn't that interesting how so many people feel like they don't belong? They feel like an outcast, but that's literally why the church exists. And we come to know these teachings and we struggle with them, but then also we allow them to convert our hearts and we battle with them. We also have to listen for where the Lord will be calling us today. Maybe to do something that doesn't exactly make sense. And I just want to give this as a final thing to think about. And this is something that Father Larry Richards did at a men's conference, and it just always seems to make me remember why I'm Catholic. And we're at a men's conference, and he asks, gentlemen, how many of you believe that Jesus Christ is truly present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity? There's always thousands of men at these conferences, and everyone raised their hands. And then he said, and how many of you go to daily Mass? And about 8 out of the thousands that were there raised their hands. And then he said, gentlemen, the rest of you who didn't raise your hands, you are liars. If we truly believe that this is the God of the universe and he is more valuable than, again, all the diamonds, all the gold, all the silver in the world, we have to build our day around the Mass. We have to build our day around time and the Blessed Sacrament and not fit Jesus into our lives. We have to build around him. So that the most important thing that I do is spend time with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And everything flows from there. And flows into there. I bring all those petitions, all those things that have gone on in my life to that. And if we don't, again, we have to be humble and just admit, Lord, I've been a hypocrite. I've been acting like you exist, but I don't live like you exist. You know, I act like outside of Mass that you don't exist. And it's so hard because we have so many things coming at us, teaching us, you know, to grumble like the Jews did in today's gospel. But we have to really know that this is the life that will help us. The bread of life will help us live forever. It is our sustenance. Is the Eucharist your sustenance? Do you eat, sleep, live off of the Eucharist? This is a hard teaching, but if it's true, it changes everything. And these are the literal words of Jesus. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. It means to gnaw on him, to savor him, to really satiate every particle of the Eucharist and to bring that into every part of our day. Like, you will receive life from the Father, says Jesus today, if you feed on him. And that's why we fast. So we don't just go eat food like right after Mass. We want to satiate every little particle of the Eucharist. And as St. Maximin Kolbe says, I don't consume him, he consumes me. We want to be consumed in this teaching, this difficult teaching, and listen. That if he calls you to go talk to someone today and maybe do something that you think is just absolutely crazy, maybe that's the pillar or that's the domino that will allow more conversions to happen. But you have to take risks. And Jesus was willing to risk it all on this teaching. He risked everything on this teaching, even losing followers. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, we ask you to fall upon us and to inspire us with a deeper devotion and love for Jesus in the Eucharist. Help us know in this Mass that it is truly Jesus who is more valuable than anything in the world. Increase our love for him. Increase our devotion to him. increase everything in our lives because that Jesus is equally present in the Eucharist. And help us build everything around him and not just fit him in our day. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to speak to us today as you spoke to so many people, to send them out to bring others in. May your will be done and your kingdom come this day. Amen.